Bloomberg Surveillance with Michael McKee and Tom Keane. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Ed Moy ran the U.S. Mint under President Bush, and he's now the chief strategist at Morgan Gold. So, Ed, what is driving the psychology of gold in 2014?
Well, there's a lot of geopolitical risk that people are worried about. We've seen violence in Ukraine escalate, and that caused a nice pop on gold yesterday. It went up to 13.5. So I think that, and then there's also some concerns out there about the mixed signals in our economy. It's not growing as fast as people think it should. And then finally, quantitative easing. That's certainly tapering down to zero, but there's still $5 trillion of excess liquidity that needs to be sopped up. There's really, that's a huge experiment that's never been done before, and the outcome's uncertain.
What about Asian buyers? Everyone always talks about how they will be a backstop for gold. Yep. I think about how my grandmother, when she fled mainland China for Taiwan, she sold her gold ring as a way to get to the other place.
Scarlett, you and I are the same. My mom had a gold necklace with 5 gold coins around it. She had a gold bracelet with 10 gold coins around it. It was a wedding gift. Mm-hmm. And when the Japanese invaded Hong Kong, she fled with enough money.
So right? Why is it, though, that Asian buyers, and now Indian buyers more recently, buy the physical, whereas here in the U.S. we buy an ETF, GLD. Mm-hmm. Why the difference?
Well, so you have to segment in the West, separate the individual investor from the institutional investor. Institutional investors invest big into paper gold. Individual investors are still buying gold bullion coins, which the United States
Mint. You're a pro on this. If I say a phrase, I want you to define it for me. And Professor Levitt, I want you to jump in here as well. Bring up the gold chart, if you will. And for those of you on Bloomberg Radio, we've sent it out on Bloomberg Radio Plus, and I'll do that in a bit. What's a gold bug? Mm-hmm. What's a gold bug?
How do you define it?
Yeah, I think quite simply, it's someone who has a high opinion of the value of gold long term.
But are we in a bear market now? I can't figure out, are we in a bear market or a bull market?
It was a bear market last year. Certainly gold had a horrible year last year. But this year, it's up 7%. It's actually a pretty good investment this year.
How do you teach gold and tangible metals under the price theory regime at the University of Chicago? Is it part of the legend of Frank Knight and George Stigler and Milton Friedman?
So I don't think we talk about gold at all, ever.
Why is that?
I don't think gold makes any sense to economists. I mean, why
not?
Well, because I don't think it actually serves any real purpose. I think it seems to me like that why would it be a decent investment? Because the investment ultimately you would think would be hooked to fundamentals and but it doesn't seem.
Yeah,
like
but
the price
Steve,
really
Steve let me change your mind. Put out your hand. It's a 1 ounce gold coin.
From the radio.
Pretty amazing, isn't it?
Did you keep it?
That would change your mind.
That's right. Surveillance souvenir.
Take him out for breakfast, maybe.
This is critical. I love what you said about the economics of gold, except Scarlett's story and Mr. Moy's story resonates me about people selling gold to do something life transformative. It's still
maybe
there.
In a different time, but Bitcoin might be the new gold, but I mean, I think Bitcoin makes even less sense than gold because at least gold is tangible. But I don't know. It strikes me as, why would it really be the case that if the world goes to hell, that gold's really good for anything? Because the only reason gold was good for something is because.
But that's the whole reason people are buying Bitcoin. Ed,
yes.
Is there a similar? It's the same mentality, isn't it? Gold, Bitcoin, they're both going. It's a backup against governments that maybe don't work.
That's right. A lot of people that support Bitcoin are libertarians who are very concerned over the economic stimulus and how big it is. And they want some form of currency that is not manipulated by foreign governments. And so, so there's a lot of interest in Bitcoin. But here's the big difference. Gold's been around for 5,000 years, and gold will never be worth zero. So if you invest in Lehman Brothers stock, you took a huge hit when that company went down the tubes. Or if you invested in Greek bonds, you took a big haircut. Gold might go from 1,300 to 1,000, but it'll never be zero.
Ed Moy, thank you for joining us.
Bloomberg Surveillance, weekday mornings at 7 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 119. Copyright 2014, Bloomberg LP.